We've all faced distractions in our lives, moments where we were completely focused on something, something maybe important, something that was urgent, and all of a sudden something comes along and gets our attention and distracts us. Whether it's moving lights in a Christmas song, or snowballs being thrown at a kid's pastor, or the memories of painful moments of the past. We often get distracted from the things that are most important. I think all of us understand distractions because over the last 2 years, we've had to adjust to some unique elements of life. And I don't know if you remember the beginning of COVID when we were forced to stay home and work from home. And we had to make some adjustments trying to get used to our new home offices with some of the distractions. I don't know about you, but I had all kinds of distractions. I can think of the night that I was doing a Zoom call with our board. And I was the host of the Zoom call, and my daughter and my wife were watching a movie, and the streaming wasn't working quite the way it should have. And so my daughter decided to reset the internet in the middle of a board meeting. That was fantastic. I remember there were so many moments where I'm trying to make my home my office, trying to get focused on writing a message or doing some kind of task that was requiring my focus. I was distracted by a dog barking or someone knocking at the door or a conversation that was taking place in the house, and I thought to myself, how am I going to get focused? How am I going to pay attention? How am I going to make this work? And I remember this gift my wife bought me a few years ago, these noise-canceling earphones, which we use for our trips overseas. I pulled them out, placed them on my head, turned off the noise canceling, and everything seemed to work so perfect. No matter what was going on around me, I was able to stay focused on the task before me. I was able to write my message, and the dog would bark, but I couldn't even hear the dog. I would work on some creative element for the church, and somebody would be having a conversation, but I couldn't hear them. Literally, my wife would have to come and stand before me and start waving her hands at me if she wanted to get my attention, because these noise-canceling earphones helped me to stay focused, removed all the distractions from my life. There have been times that I've wanted some kind of device like these noise-canceling earphones for Christmas. You see, at Christmas, I find myself more distracted than any other time of the year. Ainsley and I have been talking about the things that we need to get done over the next 2 weeks, from buying final Christmas stockings to house preparations to making meals and talking about baking some things to Christmas parties with our staff and all kinds of activities that we're going to do. And it's just one thing after the other. And we only have 14 days till December 25th. And there are just so many things to get our attention to distract us. And I can find myself during the Christmas season losing sight of what this is all about. Losing sight of the baby, Jesus. Losing sight of the fact that God came to planet Earth. I've been asking myself lately, what if I was able to make Jesus, the Messiah, my main distraction? Well, I want to read to you a passage this morning that you've probably read many times or heard many times. It's part of the Christmas story, and it's found in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 18. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with an angel praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.' And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. I've heard that passage so many times, and I've read it many times myself, and there's this key phrase in the middle of it that just catches my attention today that I have missed so many other times. The Bible says that these shepherds were keeping watch. They kept watch over their flock, kept watch. And the idea of keeping watch was that these shepherds were either paid to look after the sheep, or these were their own sheep, and their main job was to stay focused, to ensure that they were keeping an eye for any animal that might come and attack their sheep. And so they were constantly alert, constantly focused, looking around, making sure that there was no animal that was trying to creep up and kill their sheep. Focused. But then the Bible says that they have this angelic encounter. And these angels appear before them, and for some reason they get the scoop ahead of everybody else that the Messiah has been born. And this angelic choir begins to sing, and then the experience ends. I would think that one would go back to what they had just been doing, keeping watch over the flock, being focused on looking after the sheep because that was their job. That was the priority task. But the Bible tells us that rather than keeping watch over their flock, they get distracted by Jesus, distracted by this newborn Messiah. Rather than doing this priority task, they decide to leave their sheep somewhere and go in search of the King. And I have to ask myself, what was it that caused them to leave a priority task and get distracted by Jesus? And really, I'm left with two conclusions. One, they understood that this Jesus was important. You see, the angel said that it wasn't just a baby that was born. It wasn't just this special prophet, but it was the Messiah. And you have to understand that the Israelites had been waiting for centuries for the promised Messiah, that God would send a special person who would represent the kingdom of God, a special person, an anointed person who would step onto the planet and would set them free from whatever oppressor was before them. And at this point in history, their oppressor was Rome. And when these shepherds had heard that the thing that they had been waiting for, I mean, the anticipation they had was like a child waiting for Santa to arrive on Christmas Day. Waiting and waiting. When they heard that the Messiah had finally arrived, they knew that this was an important individual. This was a person who would represent God's kingdom to the world. This was a person who would set them free. And he would bring God's ways to planet Earth. He would bring freedom. He would bring love. He would bring joy. He would bring peace. He would bring life in a brand new way. This wasn't just a baby. This wasn't just a prophet. This was the promised Messiah. This was important. The second thing that I think that they chose to be distracted by the Messiah for was opportunity. You see, these were just measly shepherds. They didn't get very many opportunities. They were never invited to the local parties. They didn't get invited to anything that was important in society. No one really gave them a second thought. They simply looked after sheep, and the opportunities were next to none. But the angels had come. The angels had said that there was this child that had been born who was the Messiah. That this child was within their reach, and not only was he important, but the opportunity to see this Messiah for themselves. How could they let that opportunity go to have the Messiah accessible to them? And so that day, they made Jesus their distraction, and they went after that which was important. And they took the opportunity to find their way to that manger and to stand before the little baby. to look upon the flesh of God, to get close and see the breathing of a child, the rib cage rising and lowering, to see God in human flesh, to reach out and perhaps touch the child's hand, to have God accessible to them. You see, they chose to be distracted by Jesus because he was important and the opportunity could not be missed. Friends, I wonder if we've thought about those two elements this Christmas. I wonder whether or not we've forgotten how important this baby really is. That as December 25th comes and we're busy on Amazon getting all our Christmas gifts together, and we're busy decorating the houses and baking and all the prep, that we've missed the fact that God stepped into this earth and he took on human flesh so that he might bring life. I love the passage in John chapter 1, verse 14 that says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." That December 25th is not about gifts. It's not about family. It's not about food. It's not about lights and trees, as important as all those things are. It's about the Messiah who came to bring God's kingdom to you and I. Bring life, to bring peace, to bring hope, to bring joy, to bring you life. And I wonder if we forget the opportunity that we have. You see, Jesus came to make God accessible to you and I. In fact, the very reason why he came was for that purpose, that he might come in human flesh to live for 33 years, to ultimately go to a cross, to die for our sins, that we might have access to the living God. You see, there's an opportunity for us that we miss so many times at Christmas, to grab hold of the God who's accessible, to look upon him, to ponder upon him, to get close to him, to allow him to consume us. The importance and the opportunity is there. My staff have been talking about our screen time on our cell phones. I don't know if you ever pay attention to your screen time. Some of us don't want to share what the hours are that we spend each day on our cell phones are. But when I look at the number of hours that my cell phone's open, I'm kind of shocked. I'm shocked by the number of hours that my phone is a distraction. The times where I'm sitting with friends and I pull out my phone. The times I'm sitting with my family and I pull out my phone. The times I'm doing one activity but I have my cell phone doing another activity. The number of times my cell phone becomes my distraction. And I think that as I look at the numbers on my phone and realize how much time I'm spending with it, I'm realizing that I'm missing that which is important at times. And I'm missing opportunities. I'm missing important opportunities. And for me, it means that I'm going to have to find a way to just put the cell phone away. And lesson, and I know my wife's here waiting for me to apply that to my life. But I've got to figure out a way to push it away and get distracted by that which is most important and the opportunities before me. This Christmas, some of you need to push the things away that are taking up your time, taking up your energy, taking up your emotions. And for some of you, you've never even given this Messiah a chance. You've never even invited him into your life, and you're part of the Christmas celebrations, but you're missing the opportunity to grab hold of the most accessible person that there is, God himself. My encouragement to you today is, if you've never given God a chance, that you would understand what the true meaning of Christmas is. It's about God coming to planet Earth to bring life, to bring a better way, and to make himself accessible to you. He wants to do that in your life. I encourage you to press into God, to think about Jesus and find the true meaning. And for those of us who've given our lives to Jesus at some point in history, we need to slow down. We need to get away from the distractions of lights and baking and hurts of the past. And we need to remember the most important element of this season, Jesus Christ. The Messiah has come, and we have an opportunity to come close to Him. May we not miss the true meaning of Christmas. The Messiah has come. God has taken on human flesh. And may we know that He has brought God's kingdom to this world, a better way. May we not miss the opportunity to grab hold of the accessible God. Jesus, I pray today that You would become our distraction and that we would be focused on You in the midst of everything. We thank You so much for coming. May You be the center of every heart and every home. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.